Union. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Martin. Our next speaker, Terry Kelly. Big round of
applause. Aren't you even going to clap for Tarek?
When they laid siege to Gaza, when they massacred Palestinians in Gaza in full view of the world, we demonstrated. We argued that it wouldn't stop there. But the world, by and large, the rulers of this world remain silent. The only two countries which removed their ambassadors when Gaza was under siege and being bombed were Venezuela and Bolivia in South America. Today we have a step forward that Turkey and Sweden have withdrawn their ambassadors. But it isn't enough. Because as Martin Linton said, rude words do not hurt the rulers of Israel. The only thing that will hurt them is action. And not violent action, but economic sanctions. Imposed not. Imposed, we can't rely on the United Nations or its Security Council to impose sanctions. They should, but they won't. But we have to support the campaign that is getting more and more powerful in the United States and parts of Europe for boycott, divestment and sanctions against an apartheid and a killer state. And that means not just institutions but individuals. Each and every one of you has to be active in this campaign. How long is it that the Palestinians have been struggling just to get an elementary, decent life in that part of the world? Over half a century. And still it doesn't come. And it doesn't come because of the double standards that operate. It doesn't come because the Israeli leaders blackmail the Europeans and the Americans. And all we can say to them and say to the governments of Europe is, and to the Israelis and the citizens of Israel, the Palestinian Arabs were not responsible for the killings of Jews during the Second World War. This was a European problem, carried out by European politicians in Germany, France, Italy and other parts of the world. Why do you carry on punishing the Arabs? Europe may have a guilty conscience. The Palestinian Arabs have no guilty conscience. The leaders, many of the leaders of the Palestinian movement, agreed to allow Jewish refugees into Palestine. They agreed. And now they pay the price for it. So we have to ask, how long is this going to go on? How long are we going to carry on tolerating these crimes? Why are the Israeli leaders not brought before the war crimes tribunal and charged with war crimes? Because that's what they are. Criminals. So friends, let's march later today to the Israeli embassy. But lift your fists now and say, we pledge to carry on the struggle for boycott, for divestment, for sanctions till the apartheid regime in Israel is defeated and the Palestinians are free.